Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of December, 13 days till Christmas. Ha ha! 2017, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. On yesterday's show, you might remember we were talking about Apple getting out some pocket money, saying, "Here, Shazam, we'd like to buy you." Well, that's going to happen now. Yes, yesterday Apple made it official. It will acquire music recognition service Shazam. Now, of course, with the acquisition, Apple did send out a little press statement for us all, stating that we are thrilled that Shazam and its talented team will be joining Apple. Since its launch on the App Store, Shazam has consistently ranked as one of the most popular apps for iOS. And today, it's used by hundreds of millions of people around the world. Now, of course, this is going to line up perfectly since Shazam is already integrated with iTunes, or should we say Apple Music. So there probably isn't going to be a whole lot of fine-tuning going on, unless they start dropping other things that they were supporting, which is highly likely. Xbox One X, yes, perfect picture, 4K resolution, isn't it? Well, now you can get YouTube in 4K, woohoo! Now, as to be said, this does not rest on the shoulders of Microsoft. No, Google's actually been the one a bit on the slow side of getting 4K out to everybody, particularly the Xbox One. Now, the 4K resolution videos will be 60 frames per second on playback, so it'll be an active move, meaning it'll be perfect for watching game footage or even sporting events. Don't panic, though, if you haven't seen that update yet. It's supposed to be rolling slowly over the course of this week. Do you remember the Facebook ticker? You know, that thing lets you see, you know, what all your friends are doing or sharing, you know, that thing? That thing's been around since 2011, but as of today, it's dead. Now, those of you who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, it was that thing that appeared to the right of your newsfeed. It would show you things like likes, comments, and other friend activities. You know, like a news ticker, except done in a slightly different way. Well, apparently a lot of Facebookers have been saying, "Hey, I don't see my ticker anymore. What happened?" So, since enough people reached out to Facebook, Facebook had to kind of say, we're not doing that anymore. And that's pretty much all they said. They haven't really given the exact reason why they decided to get rid of the ticker. But if we start seeing ads there, then you know why. And finally, it is time to get Jolly Saint Nick on the line right now. Hey, Santa.
Yes, Santa here.
Yeah. You been drinking?
I've had a few, yes.
It sounds like it. When did you start?
I started drinking at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock on Wednesday, the 22nd of July.
Okay.
1963. What should we get on with it?
Okay.
Today's Crap for Christmas is wonderful. It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Have you seen Titanic, Kyle?
Yeah, I've seen Titanic.
Yes, you've seen Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, you know the jewel in that? It's called the Heart of the Ocean.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, someone has recreated the Heart of the Ocean and put it on Amazon.
Really? I thought that's like a priceless thing.
No, I know that was priceless, but this isn't. It's £32.99. It says crap, and I don't love you, like a £32.99 replica of the Heart of the Ocean crystal from the Titanic. I'm a bit rushed anyway, I've got to go, mate.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Santa. Again, he doesn't know I won't be here tomorrow. Santa lives in his own world. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Blog posts are over there. We also have our advent calendar over there you really need to check out. Of course, all of our podcasts live over there too, along with our review section. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community chatting it up and hanging out over there at our BTN Slack room. Come on over and join us. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Thursday. Yep, I'll be out tomorrow for your Wednesday edition. Sorry about that. But I will be back on Thursday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.